There's music in the air when it's a Cornish night, and faint its rushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, in the little town that's your town, the folks are all your friends, and they get fun out of the simple things, like old-fashioned singing. The group sings at most of the social gatherings down our way, so that requires a good deal of practicing. They always meet for practice at Eli Jenkins, Eli being leader of the group. Eli's also the town grocer, and that's where we find him now, patiently waiting on the day's last customer.
Now, let me see. I can't quite read what's written here on my list. Looks like it says sewing machine oil, but I don't rightly see how that could be.
Well, why not, Mrs. Hobbs?
I don't have no sewing machine.
Well, maybe it says shoe polish. You're practically certain to have some shoes.
Oh, indeed I do. But I hate to go buying shoe polish when the list says sewing machine oil.
Well, who wrote the list?
I did, of course. Who else would know what I want?
Well, why don't we just get around the whole thing by selling you a jar of pickles?
Oh, Mr. Jenkins, how can you say a thing like that?
Huh?
Why, the way pickles give me indigestion, I'd rather eat the sewing machine oil.
Yeah, we don't seem to be getting far here.
Oh, I remember now. It's salad oil I want.
Mm.
You see, old Mrs. Brewster was in to borrow a cup of sugar this morning when I was making out my list, and she was watching me. And the old devil just got into me. I wrote sewing machine oil just to confuse Miss Brewster, because she knows I don't have no sewing machine.
If you ain't the sly one. Didn't know you had it in you, Mrs. Hobbs.
Why, Mr. Jenkins, you'd be surprised at what comes into my head. Sometimes I just can't hardly restrain myself.
Now, don't go getting out of hand.
Eli!
Oh, here comes Miss Jenkins. Don't go telling her about this. Wouldn't want her to get no bad opinion of me.
Shucks, no, Mrs. Hobbs. I'll keep you secret.
Eli, you don't know what's just happened. Huh? Oh, hello, Mrs. Hobbs.
Howdy, Miss Jenkins.
What is it, Jenny?
It's Brownie.
Oh, well, no need getting excited about her. She's in fine shape. I got a box all ready for her down here in the back room where pups will stay nice and warm.
Well, I won't do her no good now.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, she's gone. Run away. Somebody left the parlor door open and I was in fixing supper and I didn't miss her for a while.
Oh, tarnation. That sweet little dog out running loose somewhere.
And nobody to care for her while she has her pups.
Why, this is terrible. I remember just last week when I was here and she growled at me.
Well, that's just because you were standing on her tail.
Well, you gotta do something quick, Eli. Why, for that matter, maybe she didn't run away. Maybe she was kidnapped.
Oh, you mean dognapped, Ma. And this is mighty serious. We gotta act fast and see if we can't find Brownie and her family to be, or by golly, maybe her family's already been by this time.
The news has spread, and the folks down our way have gone into action. Up every alley and down every trail, even under the bushes and on top of the feed sacks, they're searching for the Jenkins dog, Brownie. Eli Jenkins is leading the posse, while his wife, Jenny, sits with the other two female members of the singing group, just waiting.
Seems like they've been gone awful long this time. I thought sure they'd be back before now.
You must have patience, Jenny, like me. Guess Mama knew when she named me Patience that I'd always have plenty of it.
Oh, how can you joke at a time like this, Patience?
Well, I was just trying to make conversation.
Well, I guess Patience feels like I do, Mrs. Jenkins. Being a schoolteacher, I've had to learn to hide my personal feelings. But tonight, I'm not succeeding very well.
Oh, I know you both feel as upset as I do, and it's mighty sweet of you, Patience, and you too, Marion, to come over here and set with me this way.
Why, that must be them now.
Hello, everybody.
Eli. Hello. Eli, did you find her?
No, Jenny, she's just not anywhere.
No, we searched high and low. I even went out behind my feed store and rummaged among them crates and boxes that's been collecting for the last 22 years.
Yeah, Ben took the neighborhood around his feed store, and I went out south, and we uncovered a lot of interesting things, but not Brownie.
Yes, I got all excited when I found a little terrier down in front of my gas station, but it wasn't the right one.
Yeah, Cliff came running up to me with his other dog in his arms, and the right breed, but wrong color.
You call that dog of yours a terrier? She's more than that.
Patience, you might show a little respect.
Well, my stars, you needn't talk like she was dead.
Folks, I think we're all getting too much on edge. What say we get our singing practice done just like we would any other evening?
That's a good idea, Pa. It'll do us all good.
You got your songs, everybody?
Thank you, so, Eli.
All right, now, everybody, all together.
When the busy day is o'er and the song is singing,
guess, folks.
While the rest of you are singing, I poured the coffee.
Oh, that's fine.
Thanks, Patience. Say, this looks strong enough to dissolve the cup.
Oh, hush, Cliff. It looks delicious.
Yep, and as hot as blazes. I always say that it's the fiendishness in women that makes them serve food the way they do. It's always so scalding hot, it ruins a man.
You can't fool me, Ben Potts. You just talk that way because you ain't got no woman to cook for you.
I ain't got one because I don't want one, cuss it. I don't know why a man who's smart enough to not get married is always pitied by other folks.
Yeah, maybe we're just jealous, Ben.
He lied.
Oh, now, Jenny, you know I didn't mean that. I was just trying to be funny. Why, I wouldn't exchange our 32 years of wedded bliss for anything I know. I've loved every little quarrel.
You better shut up, Eli. He ain't making it any better.
Why don't we talk about things that have been happening to each of us?
Good idea, Cliff. What's new with you?
Well, I sold 5 gallons of gas to Mr. Mulvey this morning and 10 to old man Gibson. Then this afternoon, the real excitement began. I put in 3 quarts of oil and changed the tire.
Oh, you. Can't you be serious?
But I am. That's my business. And business is certainly serious.
Yeah, and that's just the trouble, Cliff. Your business is running a gas station when it ought to be singing.
Well, I'll get around to doing more studying one of these days.
With a voice like you've got, it's a shame not to give folks pleasure by singing for 'em.
Thanks, Mrs. Jenkins. You're good for my ego.
Do you really plan to go back to New York, Cliff?
Sure. Don't know just when, but someday.
Cliff, would you like me to figure out the most favorable time with my astrology book?
No, Patience. I think I can do better figuring with my bank book.
Oh.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If I ever get to do the professional singing I want to, I'll still never forget this group.
Yeah, but, Cliff, we ain't no great shakes as singers, except for you and Marion here.
You have a love for it, and you make other people happy with your singing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what more there could be.
Yes. When you get right down to it, what more is there to life than doing what you enjoy, and also bringing a smile to others?
Are you happy, Marion, teaching school here and not doing anything with your pretty voice?
Why, of course. And I am doing something singing-like. Well, thanks to you, I relish every minute of it.
I know what you mean, Marion. Guess I'd be the happiest woman in the world if I could sing with the group.
But would the other people be happy, Patience? That's what you got to think of with a voice like yours.
Eli. Well, if that ain't the awfulest thing I ever heard. Oh, I just don't know how you can say such things to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patience. I'm just so worried about Brownie, and I don't know how to try to find her.
Say we take another look around close here.
Yeah, she might have wandered back.
Well, I'd like to, but I don't know how we're going to get the rest of our singing practice done, and we got to be ready for the Thursday evening young people's get-together.
Well, I'll run over my solo while you're gone, if you like.
Oh, you will, Marion.
You go on, Eli. I'll offer her criticism on it.
You just leave her alone, Patience. We have enough trouble without asking for more.
Is this the song, Marion?
Yes, in E-flat, Mrs. Jenkins.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Admit that was right nice, Marion, even though them high notes was a little flat. Couldn't have done much better myself.
Well, thank you, Patience.
What do you think? Will they find Brownie this time?
I've been telling you all evening that she'd be found, Jenny. It just can't be no other way with Sagittarius ascending.
Well, I think I hear somebody else ascending. Right up the stairs to this parlor. Did you find anything, Eli?
I sure did, Mama.
Brownie?
No, I found the baseball I lost in them bushes last summer.
Oh, what a thing to tell me.
Well, we may as well be practical, Ma, so maybe we lost a dog. We at least found a ball.
You know, I've kind of been hoping that you might give me one of Brownie's pups. If I had a dog, it might take my mind off of my suffering some of the time.
Yeah, we sure would have loved to, Ben.
You know, I'd have taken awful good care of it. I'd made sure it slept in a nice, warm place, and I'd give it all the medicine it needed.
Yeah, and wind up with a stomach like yours.
Eli Jenkins, are you inferring that it's my medicine that hurts me?
All I know is that you got to be pretty strong to stand up under all the stuff you pour down yourself.
Yeah, you don't know what a sick man I am. Have I got symptoms?
Any new ones, Ben?
Marion, after you've been around here a while, you'll never learn to ask Ben if he's got any new symptoms. He's always got enough old ones.
That's always the sympathy that I get. And no wonder I'm a lonely man.
You wouldn't have to be lonely, Ben, if you just say the right words to me.
I may be lonely, but I ain't desperate.
Well, I'm getting desperate. Do you realize that Brownie's been gone 4 hours now?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, maybe the time has come to report this to the Shelby Junction sheriff in case she was dognapped.
Pa, there ain't no such word. It's kidnapped.
Well, how could it be, Ma? Kids is kidnapped and dogs is dognapped.
Well, then what is cats?
Well, they're catnapped. Oh, dang nabbit. Everybody's always confusing me. Let me get over here to the phone and I'm a phone.
Well, I think you should have reported it long ago. Why, the criminal has had all this time to get away if she was stolen.
She couldn't have been, not according to my calculations.
Operator, this is Eli P. Jenkins, sheriff in charge of keeping the law and order down our way, and I'd like you to connect me with the Shelby Junction sheriff right away, please. Yeah, I'll hang on.
Be sure to give him a good description, Pa.
Yeah, I will, Ma. Shucks, I ain't been seeing her for the past 3 years without
Four
knowing...
4 years, Pa. Yeah. We got her the year old man Matthews Crops failed.
Well, I ought to know what year it was, Ma, and I tell you, it was the year Bessie Tibbles tried to hook Sam Jepson.
Yeah, and she'd have got him, too, if it hadn't been for that 823 train passing through just as he was on his way to church. That was before they changed the schedule to 919.
Yes, and that's a mighty important date to remember, Marion. If you ever get married here, a couple of our girls lost out because they planned to... Wedding's just about train time.
Well, perhaps it's just as well they didn't marry if the grooms were no more eager than that.
Have you ever heard of an eager bridegroom? They're all wretched pieces of humanity.
Hello, I'm calling for the Shelby Junction sheriff, and it's an emergency. Huh? He's busy. Well, can't he talk with me for just a minute even? But this is important, too. He's playing a fast game of checkers. What, tarnation and thunderation. Get him on the phone, quick.
Now, Eli.
Of all this, she didn't even want to disturb him. Hello, that you, Sheriff? This is Sheriff Jenkins. Yeah, and I'd like to report a dog napping. I said I'd like to report a dog...
kidnapping, Eli.
A kidnapping, Sheriff. Yeah, it happened just late this afternoon, and all our searching in this vicinity reveals nothing. Yeah, I'll give you a perfect description. About 4 years old.
Three, Pa.
Please, Jenny. As I was saying, she was about 4 years old and had brown hair and eyes and a clipped tail. No, of course I ain't had a nip. Why, of all... watch your language, Sheriff. I tell you, she had a clipped tail. Wait, let me explain. Oh, he hung up. That's what I get for listening to your prompting, Jenny. He thought I meant a little girl with a clipped tail. I should have said dog-napped.
Well, I'm sorry, Pa.
Oh, I guess Brownie's gone anyway. Hey, Cliff, how about getting your solo practiced up? It'll take our minds off things.
Sure, Mr. Jenkins. I'll sing the one on page 64 in the red book, Mr. Jenkins.
All right, Cliff, wait till I get this stool in place. There.
At eve, wild notes are flinging, twilight and rapture weave snares for his singing. Yet soars his song afar, seeking his goal. Star. be. My song is springing, throbbing with ecstasy.
Isn't that somebody at the door? Maybe it's Brownie.
Yeah, she ain't never learned to knock at a door, Ma.
Stop arguing and open it, Eli.
Yes?
Mr. Jenkins, it's me, Miss Hobbs.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Hobbs.
Remember, I was in your store this afternoon discussing about sewing machine oil?
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Mrs. Hobbs, but the grocery is closed. We just live upstairs here, but I can't get you nothing until 8 o'clock in the morning.
But, Mr. Jenkins...
It's a rule I always follow, Mrs.
But
Hobbs.
I've been trying to tell you, I don't want no groceries. I wanted to deliver your dog back to you.
What?
What did she say, Eli? Land sakes, ask her in.
Oh, she's riding this box I set down here on the porch.
Oh, no, Brownie.
Bring the box in here, Eli.
I carried him all the way over here. It was kind of heavy.
Well, do sit down, Mrs. Hobbs. But did you say they?
Yes, Brownie has 5 pups now. She's mighty proud.
Look at that little tiny one.
Brownie, baby, how are you? Gee, Jenny, she's sure glad to get back home.
I'll bet she never runs away again.
But how did you find her, Mrs. Hobbs?
Yeah, we looked all over town.
Well, you remember this afternoon, Mr. Jenkins, while I was telling you about sewing machine oil.
Yeah, I know all about your little joke. What we want to know, though, is how did you find Brownie?
But that's how. I knew that this evening old Miss Brewster'd be snooping around my house, peeking in the windows to see if I'd gotten a sewing machine.
But what's that got to do with finding...
Well, I was out in the shadows to watch her when she came snooping around, and right in that clump of trees near my bedroom window, I heard a little whine, and there was Brownie.
Well, what do you think about that?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to run on back home.
Can't you stay and visit a little while, Mrs. Hobbs?
No, I want to catch Miss Brewster. She hadn't snooped yet when I left to bring Brownie over here.
Well, you don't know how grateful we are that you found her.
Indeed we are.
Well, good night, all.
Good night, Mrs. Hobbs. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Again. Thanks.
Eli, what's the matter with that woman? She kept babbling on about a sewing machine. Has she got one?
Well, she had sewing machine oil on her list today.
She did? Why, I didn't know she'd bought one. Did you, Patience?
My stars, no. Suppose she really has?
I don't know.
You women, you're all alike. Can't you forget that and pay some attention to Brownie here?
How many pups has she?
5 of them. And they're all fine-looking, except for this little one over here in the corner.
Folks, you don't know how happy Jenny and me are to have our sweet dog back like this and to think that you all were such friends to help us look for her.
Pa, you know what I'd like to do.
I think I do, Jenny. Folks, would you each like a little pup?
Oh, would we?
Do you mean it?
Gee, Hushabee, could we have one, Eli?
Oh, we'd love to have you have them. Let's see now. This here fella has droopy eyes. Looks kind of like yours, Ben. Would you like him?
Oh, I'd like him so mighty well. Can I, Eli?
He's yours.
And here's a white one that looks like it belongs with Marion's blonde hair.
Oh, isn't this a darling? Oh, thank you so much.
Patience, you and Cliff decide between these two.
But, Eli, that leaves you with the little sickly pup. All the others are strong.
Yeah, that's the one I want, Cliff.
Don't you want a husky one?
No, Patience, I feel just like Eli. This is the one we want.
Well, you don't know how much we'll love these pups.
Yeah, I know. You all like them. And now let's leave them right here with their mother while we practice our last song. Hey, get over at the organ, Jenny.
Oh, everything has turned out so nice.
I tell you, astrology is never wrong.
All right, feel pretty now.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing.
That was certainly beautiful. You know, it makes you feel better just singing such a hymn.
I know, Pa.
Oh, look at the pups all curled up asleep.
Oh, I'd love a picture of that.
And there's our little one, still over in the corner.
He looks awful delicate.
Won't you keep one of the strong ones he likes?
No, Ben, this is the pup that needs us. The strong ones can look out for themselves, but when they're kind of sickly, that's when the little fellas need a real friend. If we could all just remember that, give a little extra help to the pups and the folks that ain't never had an even break in life. It's a hard enough pull when you're big and strong. So let's never forget those who ain't got as much strength to start with and see if we can't help them along the way.
Time to say goodbye again, folks. Time goes awful fast when you come visiting down our way. We just hope you'll be sure and come again next time they're singing practice. Jenny and Eli and all the gang will be expecting you. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.